On today's show, Lamborghini passes a major financial milestone. China is locking up the market for the materials needed to make electric cars, and Nissan may be signaling who could replace Carlos Ghosn. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Well, Lamborghini just passed a major milestone. It booked €1 billion in revenue for the first time ever of sales of only 3,815 cars. Sales have tripled since 2010 and have a lot more room to grow. Lambo sells more cars in the U.S., Japan, the U.K., and Germany than it does in China. And now it really has its sights set on the country. Stefano Domenicali, Lamborghini's CEO, says the company is outperforming its financial objectives. And you may remember his name. Domenicali spent most of his career at Ferrari and ran its Formula One team. He has the potential to turn Lamborghini into Ferrari's greatest rival. You know, we're seeing a lot of activity with mobility services. Earlier in the week, Bloomberg reported that GM will test an Airbnb-like service through its Maven car-sharing division. And now Magna and Lyft are partnering up to develop and test autonomous technology. Magna is investing $200 million in Lyft. The system is expected to be market-ready in a couple of years, and it will be available to the entire auto industry. Nissan is promoting its chief performance officer, Jose Munoz, to head of its operations in China. He had been running Nissan North America, and the move sure suggests that Munoz could succeed Carlos Ghosn as the head of the Renault-Nissan-Mitsubishi alliance. Say, what do you do after you spend a fortune tooling up an expensive car that isn't selling? You figure out new ways to sell it. That's coming up next.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Bloomberg reports that China is locking up global supplies of the materials needed to make batteries for electric cars. Chinese companies already dominate the supply chain for lithium and cobalt, and these new moves will give China a competitive advantage over everyone else. And by the way, the prices for those raw materials are soaring, even though BEVs are still made in very low production numbers. The price of cobalt quadrupled in just the last 2 years, and that means the cost of making batteries may not come down as fast as some have predicted. Mercedes revived the Maybach brand in 1997, but sales never went anywhere, so it killed off the brand in 2013. But the automaker spent a fortune tooling up the car, so it relaunched again, this time as a sub-brand of Mercedes. Today we're getting a look at what some might call the new limo version of the Mercedes Maybach, or the Pullman. The name comes from a type of luxurious railroad car with sleeping quarters. And this is the longest vehicle in the S-Class family at 6.5 meters, or over 21 feet long. There's 4 seats in the rear, but it's likely that anyone that owns this car will fold up the 2 backing the front seats for even more legroom. There's also a couple of new interior color combinations and a new grille design that was inspired by a pinstripe suit. Power comes from a hulking 620 horsepower twin-turbo V12 engine, and you should run down to your local Mercedes dealer right now. They're starting taking orders today. You know, we've got a pretty good idea what the exterior of the new Kia K900 will look like, and now it's the interior's turn. Take notice of the new steering wheel design and a large 12.3-inch display screen mounted high on the dash above the HVAC controls. Kia even says there's 64 ambient lighting colors in 7 different themes to choose from. Overall, it kind of reminds us of a BMW interior, but less busy. The new Kia K900 starts going on sale in the second quarter of this year. Coming up next, NASCAR loses yet another major sponsor.
Lear Connexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
Whether it's on television, online, or through social media, AutoLine knows how to effectively get your marketing message to the people you want to reach. Contact Stacy Eamon today.
Hey, don't forget to join us later this afternoon for AutoLine After Hours, because we'll be announcing who won the contest to have Catskin give them a free customized leather interior for their car. And we'll be talking about what's going on behind the scenes in the auto industry, like what Ford's future product lineup is going to look like. Later today, Ford will be announcing what models it's going to get rid of, and we think that could include the Fiesta, Focus, C-Max, Taurus, and Flex. So join John and crew for some of the best insights into what's going on in all things automotive. Now back to the news. Uh-oh, here's another danger signal for NASCAR. Lowe's announced it will no longer be a sponsor in the racing series. The hardware store has sponsored 7-time champion Jimmy Johnson for his entire career. But NASCAR is losing attendance and TV ratings, and corporate America is increasingly spending its advertising budget on digital outlets. The series has lost a number of major sponsors in the last few years, and sponsorship in motor racing has always ebbed and flowed, but NASCAR is facing a tougher time than any other series. That wraps up today's report. Thanks for watching.